Your secret friend.
Was thirsty.
Wow. All right. Thank you, Ms. Donna Roberts, for my amazing intro that just makes us bounce around a bit. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest on this edition of the Vero Insider, surrounded by gorgeous, lovely women drinking seductive, deep wine.
This is good wine.
Wow. Is
sexy.
That pretty? It is stunning.
It's dark and sexy. It's a Girard Petite Sirah.
Oh, how
freaking
lovely.
Delicious from Paso Robles, I think.
You know, that explains
nope, Napa Valley.
Oh, is it a Napa number?
Yeah. Good stuff.
It is lovely.
How come we don't drink this all the time?
A Petite Sirah. Because not always does the weather dictate it, but it's officially fall.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, you can
cooler.
Sense the change in the climate.
What goes better with rain than Petite Sirah?
Nothing, obviously.
Yeah,
we just figured that out. You're welcome, Vero. You're welcome. So that other lovely voice that you just heard, that is Kitty Wagner of Blue Star Wine Bar.
Hello.
She promises to unveil something epic at the end of the show. So with that being said, that's
Stay
a wrap.
Tuned.
No, I'm just kidding.
You don't
yeah,
wanna,
that's right.
You don't want to miss it. I know. Anna wants to find out so bad.
It's ridiculous.
You want to tape the end of the show first?
Wouldn't that be something?
That would
then
be
great.
Then
we'd
have to go
know.
Backwards.
I know, right? So it's going to be a Vero Insider exclusive, so
yep.
Stay tuned for
it
that.
It is an exclusive for you.
I just love the anticipation. Not really. Not really. I would rather be told ahead of time. But something that I am in the know about, for
yeah.
those that don't keep secrets, Miss Kitty Wagner, we have Nancy McCurry of the United Way, and wow, have I thoroughly enjoyed working with you thus far on our 2014-2015 United Way campaign.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure working with you, too. Fun to get to know you and have you on our campaign team.
Well, thank you. Yes, I have the pleasure of sitting alongside one of our favorites. In fact, she was on the show a couple weeks ago, Miss Karen Meckling.
Oh, yeah, she's great.
She's amazing.
We love Karen.
And, of course, I got to present with Karen this past weekend at the Celebrate the Arts. She had a booth showcasing their wonderful new 55-over active community of Harmony. And we have been blessed with the cabinet that oversees service-related industries for the United Way campaign this year, right?
That's right. Commerce and Industry Division, our hospitality, our businesses and retail.
Mm-hmm. And wow, there is a lot of businesses in there and so many of them generous and consistent with their beliefs and what the United Way does and why they want to help support it each year. So that really kind of makes my job easy.
Such a great organization.
It is. So tell us a little bit about United Way and the fact that what you do stays local, and a few of the charities that really get to benefit from what the United Way does, if you would, Miss Nancy McCurry.
Sure, sure. I would be happy to do that. People, you know, sometimes know the name United Way, but they don't always know what we do. So it's really important for us to have opportunities like this. Thank you for helping us get the message out.
And people are always familiar with that slogan, Live United.
Live United, right. And, mm-hmm. It's about volunteering, advocating, and giving.
And, oh, excellent. And that's what you do best.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So United Way started out, and many people thought of United Way as just an organization that brings in and puts out money. We've evolved a lot more than that over recent years, and we're really getting involved in trying to say, focus our energies, focus our money, and we've chosen three building blocks of a good life: income, financial stability, and education. So all of the different programs that we fund focus on those building blocks of a good life. If you put them all together, you have a strong community. If you take one away,
it would tumble.
It would tumble. Mm. Absolutely. So we have 42 different programs that we fund at over 30 partner agencies.
Wow. And all local.
All local.
Within Indian River County.
Absolutely.
So the money stays in Indian River County.
All of the money that's raised in Indian River stays in Indian River County unless somebody designates
Brilliant.
It to their hometown of
sure.
United Way.
Well, that's and it's nice to know that people could have that option if they wanted to.
I thought it was a national agency, and some of it stayed and some of it didn't. So
no,
that's really nice to know.
The really good part about United Way is there are United Ways all across the country, but each United Way is different. We get a certain amount of support from United Way worldwide with things like advertising and branding, but all the decisions for United Way of Indian River County are made by local volunteers. So that the local best interests of the community are in the forefront of the mind at all times.
Brilliant.
So, you know, we fund programs that mentor and nurture kids, provide safe after-school opportunities, programs that provide Meals on Wheels to homebound seniors, affordable child care, job training for people with disabilities, services for the homeless, the food bank, the list goes on and on.
Oh, most certainly. And one of the things that really attracted me to the idea of being able to play a role in this year's campaign was the fact that you do a lot for working families, because so many of us fall in that criteria. We're just a paycheck or two away from poverty, if you will. And so it's so great to know that there's services in place and resources that working families can call and get advice or get geared into the right direction.
One assistance of those, if they need it.
So very true. Child care resources is a perfect example of that. A lot of working families were falling through the gap. They earned too much to qualify for subsidized child care. So Child Care Resources was formed and works to provide child care on a sliding fee basis for those that work.
That's brilliant. And what is this VITA?
VITA is VITA. Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. That is a fantastic program that we run at United Way. This is a program that we run ourselves. We have trained volunteers that are trained by the IRS to prepare your taxes. It's a free service. People need
That's
to know about
families.
This.
That is brilliant.
And think about this. How many families in Indian River County earn under $53,000 a year?
Oh my God.
Most of them. The average wage right now, average annual salary is $36,000.
Yeah, it's got to be at least 70%.
It's a lot of families. So why pay to have your taxes done when you can come to us and have a trained volunteer do your taxes?
That's I love
awesome.
That.
Yeah.
And that's there at your United Way building on 14th Avenue in downtown.
That's correct. And we do it from the end of January right through tax time. And we're also having a site out in Fellsmere this year.
Oh, well, that's good mm-hmm. for our northern county.
Absolutely.
That's very nice. One of the other resources that I thought was really interesting was the concept of 211.
211 is great. Everybody knows how to dial 911,
sure.
even little children to get help when they need
brain.
It. But 211 is a national United Way initiative. It was born out of the United Way. And all you need to do is, just like you call 911, you dial 211 and you can get help. And it's a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week resource referral line. You might call and say, I've got somebody in my family struggling with addiction. I don't know where to turn. Somebody might call in. They do suicide calls. They can refer you if you need help getting your electric bill paid. It's just the place to go when you need information.
And with those open-ended questions.
Like, I've never heard of this.
Isn't it brilliant?
See,
that's why we do this on the Vero Insider,
it's
my
amazing.
Dear. Because these things are in place and more times than not, people don't realize the services or the opportunities that are there to help. Sometimes you're not looking for a handout, you're looking for a hand up.
Well,
right,
this concept. This is just the thing that 211 is perfect for. You know, some people that have been in the system for a long time, they know the ropes. But if some of us were to, you know, we've been self-sufficient for years mm-hmm. and all of a sudden we have a medical issue that affects our family or a job loss, you know, you don't know where to turn and you need the help. And so, you know, call the experts at 211 and they'll guide you. And same thing if you were visiting a family member out of state in Wisconsin and had an issue come up you were trying to solve, 211 works there as well.
That's
anywhere
awesome.
In the United States.
I'm glad you think so, Kitty. I think it is too.
I'm like, wow, you know, I've actually had that happen to me.
Yeah, sometimes you just
and I didn't
need
know
that.
Who to call. You're like, well, it's 2010. I have no idea where I'm going.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's
should have
exactly
called 211.
211. Now we know that. You
exactly.
are welcome, Indian River. Okay, now I wanted to check off a couple of things here. I was at Publix this weekend, And talk about an amazing...
What are the odds of that?
I'm there often.
I know. With two boys, I'm
they
sure
they often also provide wine tastings inside Publix. It's just a benefit when you coincide your visit. I'm like, yeah, I'll have some of that Merlot. Thank you. It's not as delicious as the one at Blue Star, but that's going to suffice for right now. But what where I was going with that is not only is everyone incredibly pleasant, and do they have an amazing, well-run operation, but they are a significant contributor to the United Way campaign, not just on a corporate level, but also with their workforce program. And that's something that right now United Way is looking for, or other businesses that are interested in hosting a workforce campaign where you're able to come in, educate from the top down, more or less. Yeah, Nancy?
Yes, yes, please. Publix is our number one supporter. They're absolutely amazing, and they're United in their whole district. They're the number one supporter for all United Ways. They are incredibly, incredibly generous. I can't say, I never go in there without talking to the cashier or the bag person or the person pushing my cart and letting them know that I'm from United Way and how much we appreciate them and how much their gifts do for the community. They're incredible. But it's really, really easy to run a workplace campaign. We have over 120 of them now, and we're looking for more all the time. It's what the employer does is agrees to allow us in and make a presentation to their staff and to offer people payroll deduction. Payroll deduction makes giving so easy. If you give $1 a week out of your paycheck, you can help so many different people and so many different organizations, and you barely even notice that you're making the donation. So it's critical. There's a few easy steps. We make it as easy as possible. We'd love to have opportunities to talk to people about campaigns. So if anybody is interested, you know, please give me a call. And as Anna said, it's about educating your employees as well to what services are out there and available for them and their families and their friends. It's, you know, we appreciate the donations when we get them, but our mission is to educate people and to make our community better. And we do that in many different ways.
I agree. And it's one of those things where when you only have a dollar or so to give, you feel kind of like, oh, I only have a dollar. But when it's being taken out in payroll deduction form.
Right.
And you know that that can add up over time. That
and it's the power of putting everybody's dollars together. You know, whether you can afford that dollar or whether you can afford $20 a week. You know, it's putting everybody's donations together that makes a substantial impact. And we wouldn't give up any dollar donation.
That's brilliant. Well said, Nancy. And hey, so as a side note, because of course they're going to be able to find out all your United Way contact information from my website at theveroinsider.com. Of course, you can click on the sponsors tab and get to any of our sponsors pages and know about all of the amazing services they provide our community. But this is going to be sort of a big deal weekend at Blue Star Wine Bar with some amazing live entertainment.
There's always amazing live entertainment.
That's
there.
Right, Tuesday through Saturday, all
I
you lucky folks.
I love the weekends. I love the week, though, too.
I do,
too. I love Jazz Thursdays.
Mike T. Trio, he's in the house.
He's so amazing. He's from Boston. He's such a great jazz pianist.
But Saturday, it's going to be that romantic Spanish guitar action.
Atocha.
Huh?
I love that.
Yeah.
Rick Wheeler does a great job.
That'll
he's in
be
on
one.
Friday night.
Oh, is he? Oh,
no.
The Jacks.
Oh, the Jacks?
The
oh,
Jacks,
good
yeah.
Lord. Dance Party 101.
Hello.
How much
Hello.
Fun is that? Maybe and we should dance on the bar this weekend.
That sounds like an opportunity.
Always a good time.
Yeah, that's never bad time. Never bad time.
I've seen you do it.
But this Petite Syrah would go gorgeous with that little Atocha music. Just
yeah,
putting
would.
That out there.
Yeah.
See? We can do pairings. It doesn't have to be food related. It could be music related. It can
exactly.
be topic related.
Listen. Some nice blue cheese, a nice Petite Syrah, and a couch, and some Spanish guitars.
Good time.
Who could ask
Are
for
you
more?
Kidding
right?
me?
Blue Star
Sounds like
Saturday.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Not sitting on your own couch.
Yeah, right. Come sit on our couch.
Yeah.
There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. The hurricane season is so important that you get your property insurance reviewed. Free of charge by my go-to, Tommy Danaher of Statewide Insurance. You can reach Tommy directly at 772-316-1121. Specializing in condo insurance, Tommy will look out for you. Again, call him directly at 772-316-1121 for your free-of-charge property insurance review. Visit Tommy Danaher with Statewide Commercial Insurance, proudly endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Hi, this is Jeff Brown. I'm so happy I recently had my new graft hair replacement procedure with noted plastic surgeon Dr. John Sarbeck in Vero Beach. I thought about it for a long time, but I never imagined I'd be so happy or get so many compliments afterwards. Go ahead, take the big step like I did, and get your hair back with Dr. Sarbeck. It was quick and easy. Call Dr. John Sarbeck at 772-563-0930 for a consultation, and check out drsarbeck.com. That's S-A-R-B-A-K.
Hi, Tom Rhodes here, owner of 8 Sparkling Clean Sunshine Laundries, located in Vero, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Okeechobee. Have you ever been to a laundry where the dryers just didn't dry? I bet you have, and you weren't happy. Well, at Sunshine Laundries, our dryers start hot, stay hot, and dry fast. And most important of all, Sunshine Laundries are sparkling clean. At family-owned Sunshine, I would never operate a laundry that wasn't sparkling clean. No way. Check us out on the web at sunshinelaundries.com to get locations, hours, and discount coupons. I know exactly what you're looking for in a self-service laundromat.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Happy Wine Wednesday. I hope you all are getting ready
I just spilled my wine.
Oh, no. Lick it up.
For God's sake.
Just lick it up,
That's
Kitty.
Alcohol abuse. I've never done that.
Never.
On air.
Right. Exactly. And good news is she's wearing a dark colored top, so it's going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, We're safe. I kind of hit the floor with it.
Well, happy Wine Wednesday, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Vero Insider. I'm your happy hostess with the most.
Thank you, Donna.
Anna Valencia Tillery. Kitty Wagner. In the house, my partner in crime.
Whoop.
Of course, Donna Roberts is our producer, and she also has a box of tissues beside her conveniently for when
she's
we spill
so
wine.
She's so smart.
Genius. And we are joined with Nancy McCurry of United Way and talking about how excited I am on behalf of White Glove Moving, who just won Company of the Year.
Yeah, you did.
Yay.
Good
Yay.
Job.
Along
so
with
proud
Pac
of you guys.
Mail Beachside. Thank you so much. You know,
that's a big award.
It is a big award, and it speaks volumes to the fact that when you are dedicated to your local community, you produce a service that people need at fair pricing, and you stand by your word, that you can go far. And now we're getting ready in November as PacMail to celebrate 25 years in business, loving it.
Really? Phil's been in business 25 years?
Yes, 25 years.
That's November. Awesome.
November 6th, we're going to have a big Salty
Good
Seaside social party there at the PacMail location. So save that date. That's a Thursday. But as an organization, we're excited to be able to sit on the cabinet this year. And of course, I got a phone call from Leslie Swan asking me to participate in this year's cabinet and help with the campaign and sit with Karen Meckling. And of course, when Leslie Swan calls you and asks for you to participate, you don't really say no. You say, sure.
Sure, I'd love to.
And I'm happy that I did.
And I'm so glad that you did, too. Mike Swan and Leslie Swan are our campaign co-chairs this year. They're an amazing couple, and they're going to work hard for the community.
And already have
been. They're already at it. They've been at it. They knew they were going to do this quite some time ago, and they've had plans in the works since then. They're amazing. They kicked off our campaign this weekend, and
the
Day of Caring, they have set the highest goal in the 53-year history of Our United Way. Our goal for this year is to raise $2,630,000. But I know
we have a
fantastic campaign team and we've got a tremendously supportive community. I know we're going to do it.
Oh, I am confident we are too. And in addition, for those of you who are listening, should you get a letter soon endorsed by yours truly, Anna Valencia of the Vero Insider, just say yes. That would be lovely. It's a very heartfelt letter, and it shows you the ways that United Way helps improve our local community, assist our local community, and how 84 cents of every dollar gets definitely
dedicated and allocated to those 44 plus agencies here locally.
Yes, and I definitely wanted to add too that we just got our rating from Charity Navigator. They're one of the independent charity rating companies, and we got the highest rating possible, a 4-star rating. So, you know, United Way is like the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Good job. You can feel good about this.
You can
this.
Feel good about your donation, and we are tremendous stewards of your money. We have volunteers that work on our citizens review process that takes every agency that applies for money from the United Way. There's over 200 local volunteers. Any of you could be on that committee. You review agency applications. You go out and visit, talk to the directors, look over their financials, and actually make the funding recommendations.
Nice.
It's nice to be that hands-on, that involved. And it can be a small organization, something like the Boy Scouts, which makes a big difference. But you don't realize,
huge.
You know, that they too need funding to something much larger, of course. So, Nancy, for those that are interested in volunteering and possibly enlisting with the Workforce Campaign or donating themselves, how can they go about contacting you or United Way?
Well, I'm glad you asked about volunteering. Anybody who wants to volunteer for the United Way, whether it's the campaign process, the citizens review process, we have volunteers that help us with these massive mailings that Anna's a part of these days. They can just give us a call at the United Way. But it's a great opportunity for me to mention Volunteer Indian River County.
She does that a lot.
She's always giving us the fingers. It's a countdown.
You're like, what is she doing?
It's just fine. And that phone number for United Way?
The United Way phone number is 567-8900.
And it's located downtown.
Right
That's
downtown
easy
on
to
14th.
Remember. It's on 14th. You guys
That's
have a
right.
really nice facility.
We do. But
yeah, it's great.
This is a new website that has just launched, volunteerindianrivercounty.org. And all of our funded partners have volunteer opportunities listed there. And we've also opened it up to other nonprofits in the community. So anybody seeking to volunteer, no matter what their interest is, should find something that they're interested in there.
Volunteerindianrivercounty.org.
Mm-hmm. I wish my parents were here. I'd sign them up for everything.
Right, keep them busy.
That's right, keep them moving.
Katie's like, I will work my parents to the bone. Don't you worry. Well, speaking of funding.
Well, they like doing that kind of thing.
Right, because it feels good.
We all do.
And aside from feeling good, it's something that we should be responsible for with all the blessings we have. But with that being said, speaking of funding, we want to give some shout-outs to our sponsors because we love them.
We do.
And their funding. How about Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week? I actually was cleaning
baseboard.
How
did I know you were going to bring them up?
Look at it, I was cleaning baseboard. Look at my injury.
Oh, good Lord.
But Brianna's going to fix
me. She's going to fix it.
It's going to be perfect. And when I'm going to
Anna's
the Nickelodeon Hotel.
Anna's got a nick on her index finger on her
tragic.
Sparkly silver nail.
I know, but you know.
They are beautiful.
These lasted me almost a month. They're just amazing.
Yeah.
But when I go to Nickelodeon Hotel for my son's birthday and I'm getting slimed and cream pie all over my face and my body, my nails are going to sparkle, y'all. My nails are going to sparkle. You might not notice my face, but it's going to be great.
You're going to look like a
professional.
I think
your son's going to sparkle, too. That's
a great present. He's going to love it. So, of course, Foxy Nails, they provide you wine, margarita, soda, you name it, and they pamper you from head to toe 7 days a week. And, of course, if you mention the Vero Insider, you mention Anna, you get a free nail design.
I want flower.
Bonus.
Yep.
Statewide commercial insurance. Wow, with all this water. You might want to consider getting a second set of eyes to look at your commercial insurance policy. So just contact our buddy Tommy Danaher over at Statewide Commercial Insurance. He'll take care of that for you. And Sandridge, I know it's been raining, but next week he is doing his children's after school program on Tuesdays from 4:30 to 5:30. It's a 4-week session. It's only $50, and your kids can get some one-on-one golf instruction with a golf pro, Bella Nagy himself.
Right, and things are drying up. We're going into fall.
It will.
Because the courses have had a lot of water
this weekend.
I mean, they're going to be gorgeous.
They're going to be green, all right. It's going to be green out there. It's going to be green and luscious.
Exactly.
But Sandridge, if you go to our website at theveroinsider.com, you click on that sponsors tab. Sandridge has promotions, and they even have an app where you can book your tea time ahead of time. How cool is that? And then, of course, some White Glove Moving Love and Pac-Mail Beachside. Right now, we're getting ready to. What do you want me to do?
No, it's okay. If we're out of, that's fine. If we're out of time, we'll do it next time.
No. Oh, that's right. We have, so at Pac-Mail, you can ship anything, and it's across the street from Blue Star Wine Bar where Kitty Wagner has some breaking news.
Across the street?
It's like up the street and across the way.
It's like a block away, but that's okay because I've shipped a lot of stuff through PacMail and they're brilliant.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Okay. It's October.
It is.
Okay. So everybody needs to come to Blue Star and hang out because we will be officially closing November 1st.
Wow. Am I excited about that? I don't know if I am.
Yeah, we are. I have signed a lease on a new space. Unfortunately, my landlord, in all of her wisdom, has decided not to renew my lease. We were on a year-to-year lease. And so we are sad, but we have loved the Blue Star deeply and in disturbing ways. And everything's going to be just fine because we have something really cool coming up.
So next week we'll know where we're going?
Yeah. Oh, I already know. Okay. I already know what we're doing. It's crazy
Insider.
Good.
VeraInsider.com.
Breaking news.
Cheers.